You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
A new world order.
Kyle. Sex.
Excuse me. Has anybody seen a white rabbit?
That was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
When we are successful, and we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order.
They sound crazy, so who cares? But it could totally 100% be true, because we know the government is lying about every single thing.
And welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones. And you guys, you've been asking for him. So I reached out and we finally got the man himself. Flat Earth Dave is in the building. What is going on, brother?
What's up, man? I'm just another guy out here but that won't shut up about the Flat Earth.
Well, you know, like to people like me that are out here trying to, that won't shut up about this conspiracies that I come across. And Flat Earth is one that I hold really dear in my heart. And I won't shut up about it either. So
it's the
you
one
know,
that affects us. It's the one that every other conspiracy is based upon. Everything leads back to Flat Earth. All roads lead to Flat Earth, and all roads on Flat Earth lead to Antarctica.
Yes. And, you know, and it sucks because some people in the truther community, they get a little butthurt about Flat Earth. And some people I even heard on one of my friend's shows the other day. I'm not going to say your name, brother, but you were kind of like it's a pointless argument at this point, and it's dividing the truther community. And I think that it's the most important conspiracy that is in front of us.
When I first heard about it, I was like, I thought it was a psyop. Then I was like, what the hell? I was forced to look into it by my good friend, Sophia Smallstorm. And I went in with a bad attitude, with a closed attitude, you know, not like a truth seeker. I went in, disprove Flat Earth, prove the globe, be done with this nonsense. And here I am, Flat Earth Dave. But I was like, when I found out about it, I'm like, this is still going to divide the community. And I didn't want to talk about it. Then I realized, wait a minute, you know, because what difference does it make? I still have to go to work on Monday. We all say the same thing. And then I realized the implications. It's not just that they're hiding the creator. It's not that they're just hiding more land. It's not that they're hiding free energy. Not that they're hiding other civilizations more, you know, not that they're hiding your divinity. It's all of that together. And when people say, well, what difference does it make? That is the worst case of, what's that called when you fight to protect your captors? Stockholm syndrome.
Yes.
It's a horrible case of Stockholm syndrome. And this is the one that frees us. It takes us out of the heliocentric matrix.
Right. And I noticed that there's a lot of truthers in the community. Actually, before we get too far into this, man, I didn't really let people know where they can find you and your stuff. So I like to do that right off the gate. So if you want to go ahead and plug your stuff.
Just real quick, you know, if you're a flat earther, you probably know where to find my stuff. But if you're new to this, flatearthdave.com. I have my app, which I'm showing right here, which bypasses the censorship, because you go on YouTube or anywhere and search for flat earth, you're going to get all of the garbage that they want. You can search like all different specific flat earth things, and they're going to give you the same videos, all of them, because they want you to see these videos. Now, some of those videos, you'll look at them and like, even though they're ridiculous, they're like, wait a minute, why are they serving me this garbage? This guy that calls himself a professor, he's like horrible. And they're actually creating more flat earthers by doing that. But flatearthdave.com, you can find my app, $3 app. It'll teach you about flat earth. Every day there's a featured video. Click that, watch it every day for 2 weeks. At the end of that 2 weeks, if you think the earth is a globe, send me that proof and you win 3 bitcoins.
3 bitcoins. Are you serious? Wow.
3 bitcoins, but don't waste my time. Before you do, you have to hit the question mark and up will come questions. Hey, what about tides? What about seasons, right? Seasons actually prove the earth is flat. What about southern flights, you know, all sorts of stuff. It's all your questions are already answered here, and you'll realize you don't have any. And at the end of that 2 weeks, you might send me an email going, holy crap, this is real. I had no idea.
Yeah, especially if you want that Bitcoin money, because a Bitcoin, what does Bitcoin go for right now? One coin.
25,000 each.
Wow. Yeah. So that's how confident you are in backing your beliefs in the flat earth. And
as Crow 777 Radio says, belief is the enemy of knowing, right?
Yes. You know, I hate that word as well.
We're having a conversation and you're like, where are you? What state are you in?
I just moved back to California.
All right, and I'm in Connecticut. So we're on opposite sides of the country. So if I said to you, where do I live? You'll say, I believe you live in Connecticut. Because you believe it, because why would I lie, right?
True.
And maybe you've heard me say it before, but you don't know it, okay? So if you want to know, if you had to know everything in the world, then you wouldn't have time to do anything, right? You know, you believe that the light goes from red to green on the road, you know?
Yes.
But you don't know it until it actually happens. Well, that's not even a good example.
My buddy Brandon Thomas from Expanding Reality, he likes to say, I don't like the word beliefs. I like to say that I have ideas, because when you say that you have a belief, it's harder to change it. Right. And when you have an idea, it's easier to change an idea than it is a belief. So I have an idea that you live in Connecticut.
Okay. I like it. And then you could do some research and figure out that I do live there, you know, look me up, find me on Facebook, find my friends, find some, you know, my high school yearbook. You're like, okay, the evidence piling up that he did used to live in Connecticut, probably still there because, you know. So we all have these beliefs, and these are, you know, put into us when we're kids in the indoctrination camps run by the Rockefellers, who don't want thinkers, they want workers. So they give us all of the crap in the textbooks, and the people that memorize those textbooks and regurgitate them the best, they become the teachers. So teachers aren't lying. They're just teaching what they believe, right? They're teaching what they got straight A's in because they're great regurgitators, right?
Yes. Yes.
But if you challenge that, you know, no, it's in the textbook. You're wrong. Textbook's right. Okay. So people are just very, very lost. And, you know, I even said the same thing. You know, I was like, what difference does it make? I still have to go to work on Monday. And I, you know, I went through corporate America, left corporate America, started my own company. Doing really well, company's growing, making more money than I ever thought. And then I walked away from it all, right? Because I realized this is more important right now, right? If you asked me 5 years ago, you know, where I would be, I'd be like, well, you know, my company probably has 50 employees now. And, you know, I'm only working 60 hours a week, you know, instead of 80. And, you know, hoping for retirement, you know, in the near future or something. But if you said, no, you're going to be on podcast talking about flat earth from your home studio and loving life more than ever, I would have said, you're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same way. You know, when flat earth was first introduced to me, the same as you, man, I thought it was the most absolute dumb thing that I had ever heard.
Everyone.
I'm like, this is just another psyop to kill and debunk the community of conspiracy theorists as a whole is what I looked at it as. It wasn't until rapper B.O.B. came out talking about it. And then I actually started looking into it, and I came across an ODD TV video. And man, that video was a 35-minute video, and it absolutely...
Which one? Which video? Who?
ODD TV.
Oh, ODD. Yeah, yeah. He put out some great stuff. A Flat Earth. No.
He does have The Stranger's Guide to Flat Earth. The one that I had watched.
The Flat Earth, 21 Questions. That's the great beginner one.
Yeah, so when people ask, you know, what's a good one, I either point them to the ODD TV, or I will point them to Sean Hibbler's very first Flat Earth documentary, Level.
Well, he actually put out some other ones, and one of them is called Realize, Real Lies. Right?
Yes.
And that's a short one, and that one wakes up a lot of people. So on the app, if you hit the web button, the one that looks like a spider web, and you scroll down a little bit, I got this full length videos. Click that, and up come, this was I call my my crash course. If you watch these videos in order, and if you look, Level and The Next Level are the first two, and then April 22nd, which is Flat Earth Day, used to be called Earth Day, Level with Me is coming out, and yes, that one's going to be the game changer. Not that these two aren't already. And then I'm gonna have a challenge out there. 3 bitcoins. All you have to do is watch those 3 movies in a row and walk away and tell me the Earth is a globe.
Ooh, right? I like that as well.
Right. But going out of this list, you got Realize, and then Marty Leeds, Flat Earth, The Ultimate Litmus Test. You ever seen that one?
I don't know if I have or not.
This is, if you've seen it, you need to see it again. It's literally one of the greatest documentaries ever. It's so good. Marty is hysterical. Excuse me.
You're good.
And he did a great job. I'm just getting over a chest cold. And then we have ODD, 21 Questions. And then Heliosorcery. Have you seen that one yet? That's a new documentary.
If it's this new, then I haven't seen it.
Yeah, this list. And then this one is all military whistleblowers. Okay. Well, you know, guys in the military, they would know. Yeah, they do know. And they're whistleblowing right in this video, right? There's a whole bunch, you know, One Shot at Redemption by Hibbler again. Awesome stuff. Great. The Greatest Deception, Hibbler again. You know, ODD, his trilogy. These are awesome movies. They're not just like, you know, even if you don't believe in Flat Earth, they're so well put together, so entertaining, so fascinating that you'll watch it. And by the end of the movie, you'll be a Flat Earth.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some black belt stuff out there too that is just really cringeworthy to watch. It's hard to get through. You know, I'm sure you've seen that 5-hour documentary that everybody's talking about.
That's by Warrenon. And if we scroll down here, The Lost History of Flat Earth, right there.
Yes.
And it's got a whole bunch of his videos there. That, you know, when that one first came out, everyone's like, hey Dave, you gotta watch it, you gotta watch this, you gotta watch this. And you know, like, there's so much stuff I want to watch, I don't have time for it. And I look at it like 5 hours. I'm like, get the hell out, I'm not watching this. And enough people sent it to me. Then one night, I was finishing up some stuff, like 11 o'clock at night. I was like, you know what, let me just put this on while I'm cleaning up. The next thing I know, it's 4 a.m. And I'm like, holy crap. And I watched it again the same day. Okay? 10 hours.
Right.
Right? Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing.
Yeah, so what did you feel about the part where it was almost, I like to credit it to the scene in the movie when Bruce Willis finds out that he's the ghost, you know, and when they reveal that the moon is a projection map of the Earth. How did you feel when you, was that the first time you had heard that theory?
Well, when you see that, when you see the moon map, you know, the first, that came from there, and I think he picked it up from a channel called... is the name of the channel. I forget the name of the channel, but this is the map you're talking about, which goes with the Prague clock, right? We live here in this circle. This is our magnetic pole. It takes 26,000 years to make this full loop, and it takes our sun with it. So in, you know, 13,000 years, the populated world will be over here, and this will be an ice age over here. Makes perfect sense.
Yes.
But the whole moon map, I'm like, it was like, you know, 50-50. I don't know. He made a lot of assumptions there. Well, there's a new video that just came out. It's going to be featured on the app any day, like might even be tomorrow. I got to look. And it's on, it's already out though. It's on Taboo Conspiracies channel. This guy, he takes all of the different projection maps, shows how they're projected, explains how they work, and then manipulates them to say, this is the moon map. And then he shows you the moon. It's undeniable. It took me from 50-50, maybe even 40-60, 40, like maybe there's a chance, to 98%. Like, it's I don't think you can deny it at this point. So the whole moon map, you know, but people, again, they take huge leaps. They're like, oh, it's a reflection of the Earth. I think that's a huge assumption. You know, and then other people are like, well, maybe during the plasma event, it like kind of captured it like a like film captures it. That's another huge thing. I think everything in the sky and the Earth and us, it's all connected. Okay. You know, for all we know, the moon could be sending, you know, the energy here to keep this place physical. Who knows what the connection is, right? But to say it's a reflection, to say it's a photograph, to say it's a, you know, why it's the same thing is a leap of faith. It's a huge assumption.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's all just speculation, but it's so fun to speculate about these things. I have some questions that I wanted to get into you with. Before I get into some of the listener questions, I will always like to ask people this when they come on my show for the first time. And the first time you were on here, I actually did not ask you this. So what was your big red pill moment? Like, what was the rabbit hole that you were introduced to when you were like, holy shit, there's more to this than I imagined?
9/11, because on 9/11, I live in Connecticut, you believe it. And I was packing my bags, listening to Howard Stern, getting ready to go to LaGuardia Airport to fly to Ohio. I'm out of LaGuardia. And my client friend who was in New York City was going to meet me at the airport. And I'm trying to remember exactly how it happened. So I'm looking at it. I'm like, I think this is going to delay our flight. I'm watching the first building burn. And then I call up my buddy. He's visiting someone in the hospital. And I say, you watching the news? He's like, no. I'm like, turn on the news or look out the window. And I go, I think our flight's going to be delayed. And then right when I said that, the second alleged plane hits the building. They show it on the news and our phone goes dead. And I'm like, I tried to call him back. Couldn't get through. And I'm like, pretty sure we're not flying out. So then I went down to the water. I live a couple miles from the beach, and we have a perfect line of sight down Long Island Sound, right to to all of Manhattan. And I'm watching this, and we call that day 9/11 clear, because it's probably the clearest day I've ever witnessed. Right, no humidity, crisp air, no chemtrails, no clouds. I mean, it was 9/11 clear. That's literally a new term. And so we had binoculars where a couple of us were sharing, but even without the binoculars, you could see really, really clear. And then when the building, I don't want to say it fell. I don't want to say it exploded. It just went poof. Right. And it wasn't what they showed us on the news. Right. Cause after when I saw it on news, and I went and picked up my kids from school, went home, tried to figure out what's going on. And I fell for the whole thing, right? But I saw that and I'm like, that's just not right. I didn't really look into it for another 3 years, 3 or 4 years maybe, until I think I saw Loose Change or 9/11 Mysteries.
So then, you actually saw this with your own eyes. You saw
from 22 miles away, but super clear, over water, nothing in my way.
So all these all these videos that we're seeing where it looks like a demolition, that's not real, or that's not what you remember seeing?
Some of them are real, but what they showed us on the news that day, you know, you and I are probably the stuff we're looking at wasn't shown on the news. I mean, there's no footage from a helicopter of the building falling. None. That's weird. There's a whole bunch of helicopters in the air. Okay. That would have been pretty friggin' spectacular. But this thing, when it fell, it just looked bizarre. how puffy it was. It was just, it was the weirdest thing ever. It, like, it didn't look real. I'm not saying it wasn't real. The buildings are
right.
gone.
Right.
Okay. But the way it went to nothing didn't look.
That sounds like some dark magic shit.
Well, you know what? I'm so many people freak out. You know, have you followed Dr. Judy Woods at all?
Yeah.
So a lot of people like, oh, she, you know, space lasers. Everyone that criticizes her has never read her book. Okay. They've watched a little bit of her stuff. They've listened to Trolls and they just freaking go crazy. I actually talked to Judy Woods for 4 hours one day on the phone. And she asked me, she goes like, the first time I talked to her, she's like, did you read my book? And I'm like, no. And she goes, read my book and call me back. So I read her book cover to cover over the weekend. And there's a lot of truth in it. Now, she doesn't get everything right. There's people that discount everything that she says, throwing out the baby with bathwater, because she says that people jumped out of the windows because they were being microwaved. That's a really good story with, you know, a directed energy weapon. But I don't believe anyone jumped out of the windows. And I believe the stuff, or maybe if they did, that's not what they showed us on the news. What they showed us on the news was total fakery, total spellcraft. Okay? So I'm not claiming I know what happened on 9/11. Just like I'm not claiming I know exactly what the flat earth is. I'm telling you, you know, we don't live on a spinning ball, and those buildings didn't free fall into their own footprint. And they didn't fall because of fire, and a lot of shit disappeared that should have been there, right? A lot of people say, well, the buildings were empty, the floors weren't even there, nobody was in there. Some of that's true. A lot of the building, you know, I think the whole building was empty, maybe except some people that they maybe wanted to sacrifice on the top floor. But
right, that would make sense. And yeah. Then, you know, there's just so many discrepancies there too. And then we have people, when you watch some of these documentaries, they're interviewing people that say that they heard the first explosion, and then they talk about these explosions and they felt percussion and shit like that. And you're not going to get that with a plane crash. So when you finally looked into it, it was one of these documentaries like Loose Change or something like that. Because
Loose Change and 9/11 Mysteries by Sophia Smallstorm, those are really good. And then you start looking at the predictive programming. Have you seen the series with what's it, by Scorny DeBrawny, that he did on Back to the Future and 9/11?
I don't know if that's who I saw, but I definitely saw somebody do a breakdown of all the predictive programming within that series.
It's not one or two or 10 or 20 things. It's 150 different things. And I mean, it was predicted everywhere. They were telling us, casting spells on us, that these buildings were going to collapse, you know, or make us believe that they're collapsing.
What do you think about this, Dave? I have a theory, because based on this and after watching all these documentaries and what you're talking about right now, how many times in movies, especially within the last like 15 years, have we seen the Golden Gate Bridge get completely demolished?
Oh, yeah. That's another one that's, you know, but this is how it works. They always do drills of the exact same thing. When it happened on 9/11, there was a dozen drills going on of planes being hijacked and being crashed into buildings, including the World Trade Towers. On the morning of 9/11, they were doing drills of the exact thing that happened.
Right.
Every other hoax event, the one in Connecticut with the kids in the school, the marathon, they were doing drills of the exact same thing happening. At the Boston Marathon, they were doing a drill. They announced it, that there were a test bomb would be, you know, dummy bomb would be blown up near the finish line. And then it really happened. And here's the way it works. I think that they do these drills, they run through the drills, and then AI, if you will, you know, the overlookers are looking, going, nobody's noticing, make it live. But if you notice it, if enough people notice it and say, hey, they're doing a drill, they're forecasting this, they're telling us the Golden Gate Bridge is going to fall, then they don't pull it off. They're like, they're going to know if we do it, and then they don't do it. So it's you can never win, right?
So that's interesting too, because I forget what it's called, but there's an actual specific term for it with people in the cult. When they want to do these things, they have to disclose what they're doing to the public.
It's called revelation of the method.
Yes, that's it. So basically, if we do say something and do do something about it, then they can't pull the trigger and move forward. However, I mean, we are seeing them push towards a new world, a one world government right now. Like, and
they need us to bang the war drums. They need us to, you know, to agree and beg for it. They need, you know, they're trying to start a civil war. They're having a hard time because if we have a civil war, then they're going to say, well, you know, we could come in and, you know, take over and, you know, and organize everything. And we have to beg for it. Like, I always wondered, you know, like, they want to start these wars in the Middle East. Why don't they just go? They got the keys. They got all the bombs. You know, they can do it. No, they need us to bang the war drums. They need us to do their dirty work, right? They need us to agree and request. But, you know, and they're getting people to the point where, you know, people are just so stupid. They're like, you know what? I want my CBDC. You know, I want my central bank digital currency. They're going to give me $1,500 for every 1,000 I have. Sure, I'll trade in my money because I'm getting 50% more, right? They're going to try to onboard people that way. And then those people willingly accepted, you know, money that's completely controlled, that will literally make them slaves forever.
Yes, okay? It's going to come with a big pretty bow on it too, just like you said.
Yeah, they're going to make it. Say, hey, you know what? The dollar's collapse, all of these banks, you know, crypto markets, you know, not crypto, all the stuff they're doing with crypto, that's not crypto. That's all another story. But they'll be like, you know, the dollar's dead. We're going to be in trouble. The only way to save the country is with the central bank digital currency. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you $1.5 for every dollar you trade in starting today. And then next week, it's going to go down to 1.4. And the following week is 1.3. Right? People are going to crack. People are going to just run and say, take my money. Right? Except, you know, except all of the people that are awake and aware, they're not going to do it. We're going to go the other way and go to privacy crypto coins. And hopefully there's enough of us where we can win. But it's all about mass adoption.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hear a lot more people talking about building these communities based off of a bartering system, and people want to build these communities where they're everybody's working together and grow. I mean, it sounds like a utopia, but it also sounds like something that they tried to do in Waco, Texas, and we saw how that happened for them too. So,
well, we saw what the FBI wanted us to see, and who knows what was going on there. You know, anytime you know, anything you see on the news, just know that that's not really what happened.
Right. Well, I don't think she's podcasting anymore, so I'm not even going to say her name, but there was a girl that I used to listen to, and she actually had a survivor of Waco, Texas on her podcast, and his story is completely different from the Netflix film. A buddy of mine is really, really into your podcast, and he was wondering, you haven't put one out since October, and he wants to know if it's coming back.
So life has gotten a little crazy, and Matt and I were actually going to put one out a couple weeks ago, but life got in the way again, and there's a lot going on. It's not over. We'll get to it when we get to it, but, you know, since then, Matt's had like 7 kids, and there's a lot going on. But I'm doing so many interviews on Flat Earth, it's kind of tough to run the podcast. So just start over from the beginning. They're good. You can listen a second time.
Yeah, I think he actually just finished recently running through them all one more time again, too. And I told him yesterday, I was like, you know, I'm going to have Dave on tomorrow. Is there anything that you wanted me to ask him? And then it was that. And then he also had another question about hang on, let me pull it up right here. And I have this one readily available.
And while you're looking, you go to flatearthdave.com, scroll down, and you'll see Flat Earth Dave's latest interviews. And that's all my interviews will be on that list, top down from the earliest to the latest, from the newest to the oldest. So if you're looking for what I'm talking about, that's the easiest place to find me, because I have multiple channels that go on, and there are other people's channels, but if they're on YouTube, they'll be on there. And then they also get posted on the Flat Earth Podcast Facebook page. What you got?
That's awesome. So actually, I don't even know if you're going to be able to have an answer to this question, but he says, I wanted to know, according to his model, how large is the Earth?
Good question. It's really hard to say. You know, we can go by Captain Cook's logs. He went around Antarctica 68,000 miles. That's a little bigger than the 11,000 they tell us it is, you know, at the bottom of the ball. And, you know, I think that the equator, which is a circle halfway between the center of our flat Earth and the shore of Antarctica, might be closer to 21,000 miles. And that's how they kind of throw us off. I'll show you. Let me show you something. So, you know, have you seen my part bit about Kiribati?
No. And, you know, I'm really guilty of this. I pay for a subscription to your app, and I open it up maybe once a month. I'm really bad at going and checking it out.
Well, the subscription's only $11 a year, so it's still worth it.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was like $3 a month or something.
No, no. It's $11 a year. Okay.
Oh, that's a steal. That is a steal.
Right? And on the app, you can message people. They're literally using it as a dating app, you know, to set up meetups. Have you looked at the Friend Finder?
Yeah, actually, and I have a lot of Flat Earth friends here in Sacramento, too, that are next to me. So
you know what you do is you create a local group, you know, and then in that group, so these are all the people near me. I could tap on any dot. I can zoom in. I could look at their profile if they filled out a profile. I could send out a radius message. This is 50 kilometers, like 520 people. I could send them all a message just by clicking this. Hey, we're having a meetup April 29th in Stamford, Connecticut from 1 to 4 p.m. Come all. And you set up a group, right? And we have a group called, where is it? It's called somewhere in here. It's a New York Spring meetup, right? So far we have 24 people in it. And if I wanted to start a call, I could just set up a call like this. And then anybody in the group that has their phone is looking at it, they can jump on this call. And now you have a video phone call. Do you know you can do that?
I did not know that you could do that.
No, you can do group calls. And then people are like, you know, I've never met a blue dot I don't like. Let's see if anyone jumps on. I never met a blue dot I don't like. And whether you meet a guy or a girl, they're going to end up being your best friend. And a lot of people have found significant others. People have had babies already. Okay.
Because that is insane.
It's insane because this app, well, it has any dot on there, you have more in common with that person than any other dot, than any other like dating site could match you up with. Think about it. They're a truther. They know the Earth is flat. They know that the boogeyman is nonsense, right?
They're probably not turkey basted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the boogeyman. and of course, nobody's jumping on because I'm live on a show. But that's how you do it.
That's awesome. I'm going to get more out of your app. I did use your app for the intro of the video of my podcast, actually, because every year I changed the video and I used your spinning Earth. I just sped it up. Yep, that right there. Yeah. And I actually put a filter on it, but I used your image right there from your app on the intro to my podcast.
I like it. It's a great way to wake people up. You know, I love the app because it's a great tool to wake people up, right? And it's growing really fast, and everyone's using it, and it's fantastic, right? Also, on the Friend Finder, if you go up here, this is where you get your referral number, right? You can edit. You'll have a little pencil right there. It'll be a weird number. Change it to whatever you want, and then give people your referral number when you tell them to get the app, and you earn points, and you can use the points to pay for the subscription.
Oh, wow. Want.
And also, the points put you on a leaderboard, and so you can check the leaderboard. And it tells you the top 100 people. And if you look at Caleb from TikTok, he has 2018 referrals.
Shout out to Caleb. He's Caleb, waking people up.
He's the man, right?
So because of your journey into the truth, you've ended up creating this app. And through this app, people have found love and people have actually been brought into this world because of your journey.
Absolutely. And honestly, every friggin' blue dot on there, every blue dot is somebody that's awake and aware. That's huge. Like if you want to, like, go, I'm not, you know, and so the app is $3, one-time charge, right? And you get all the features. But if you want to message people or fill out a profile or view profiles, you have to pay the subscription, okay? $11 a year. I'm not paying that. But then people will go out to like a bar and spend, you know, $60 on drinks, hoping to meet somebody, and all you just meet is a bunch of shitty people, right? And that's just one night, okay? That's 6 years of the app, you know? And all of these blue dots, look at these people. These are beautiful people. Look at this.
Wow, that is amazing, Dave.
Yeah. And look, not just America, UK, it's insane how many people there are. Australia, we even got a guy in Antarctica.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever been able to talk to him? That would be fantastic.
I did. This guy right over here. There he is at KC Station. We zoom in. There he is. There he is. How about that?
That is so awesome. We have a flat earther in freaking Antarctica.
Right.
So, your app is definitely awesome. And I know that when I first downloaded it, I couldn't leave it alone. And, you know, since I've started the podcast and my own truth journey and everything, I'm not going to lie, man, I get caught up in other rabbit
holes. Let's see with the new feature, how good of a Earth trivia person you are. So we're going to try the Earth trivia game on the app.
Oh, man. See, now you're going to make me look dumb and I'm going to lose listeners.
All right, here we go. All right, so you go first. Which world organization has the flat Earth map as its logo?
The United Nations, and there's like five different places, but the United Nations is the one that stands out.
There, we both got it right. Next, we're gonna do three questions. What experiment proved the stars move relative to the stationary Earth?
I don't know what it was called.
Aries failure is my guess. What do you want to guess?
I'm gonna trust you, obviously.
All right, I could be wrong. Oh, we're right. All right, one more. According to NASA, what is the Tor value of the moon? Is it 1 × 10⁻⁹? Yes or no?
Well, I got a 50-50 shot. I don't know what Tor value is, so I'm going to say no and just hope I'm right.
Okay, and I'm going to say yes because you're wrong. And there we go. And the score is, oops, I hit next. End the game, 66-100.
Oh, I don't like that 66 number, but that's okay.
That's all right.
I was just on a podcast the other day with a guy from Australia, and we were talking about why the lie. And I told him, you know, like, I am a black belt when it comes to flat Earth, but then you got people like David Weiss, who's like a freaking fourth, fifth degree black belt. So I always have to like go back to some stuff, you know, and ask people that, you know, like I'll get stumped.
So right now there's about 250 questions in here, but we're loading more and more and more in real time. Like if somebody working on questions, give me 50 questions tomorrow, I'll put them in a computer and bam, they're on everyone's app, shuffled in automatically. So it's just going to grow and grow and grow. You're not going to have the same questions all the time.
That's awesome. So can anybody submit their questions?
People can suggest questions, you know, and we'll look to see if they're already in there. They're not going to know if they're in there, but a lot of people can come up with some unique questions, even some funny questions. Absolutely. You know, if you have some questions, send them to me, you know, say questions for the app, you know, keep them concise. And if they're cool questions, we can add them in an instant and they're on everyone's app. Then the next game is going to be the memory game. Remember concentration?
Yeah.
Where you flip over two tiles, they don't match, they flip back. And then you go, I go. We go back and forth, and it'll be cool stuff like the moon buggy and maybe my logo or, you know, whatever, you know, and then it'll just be a memory game, ways to exercise your mind and have fun with Flat Earth.
Man, that is awesome. So you can sharpen your skills in Flat Earth and prepare yourself for your next debate by just this app is so awesome. It's like, it's almost like the gold mine for any Flat Earther. You guys, if you don't already have it, I'm going to put I don't know if I can put an app link, but I'll definitely put all of Dave's links.
All you have to do is put flatearthdave.com. Right, takes you to my website. The link for the app is there. The link to book me on your podcast is there. The link to technical support if you need it. All my social media, my my YouTube, my DITRH. That's a great channel for anybody. It's all short videos. Everything is there, including the podcast down at the bottom.
That's awesome, brother. Yeah, everybody go check that shit out. I'm going to link that, live link that down here in the show description. So just one click away, go grab that. So I have somebody who is in the Truther community who I love her. I respect her. She's been on my show many times to talk about certain things. And she actually lives out in Australia as well. And every time I will post something about Flat Earth, she jumps in and she's like the first one to give it some pushback. And so when I told her that you were going to come on, so here's what she said. She says, it's not really a question, though. It's just a fact. Flat Earthers disregard. It's the fact that you can actually go to Antarctica, which I've already talked to her about that. And in the summer, you will observe the midnight sun phenomenon, which is what people will use to prove the Earth is flat based on seeing this same phenomenon at the North Pole. You see the exact same thing from the South Pole. Also, Polaris Star and the vortex pattern they use to claim the Earth is flat. You can see the exact same effect you go for if you go far enough south in Australia, only it's completely different stars. There isn't one dead bang in the middle, but they will still swirl around in the same pattern. So basically, people who live in Australia, New Zealand, far South America could use the same arguments to say it's flat, but that Antarctica is actually the center.
Incorrect. So she doesn't understand, first, that you know, arguing the motion of the lights in the sky to prove the shape of the Earth is not a solid argument, especially because they tell us these stars are at distances away. I'm not going to do all the math, but for example, Polaris could not be seen at a light month away. Okay, at the size that they tell us it is, it would be impossible to see at a light month away. A light month, right? And they tell us it's 433 light years away, but we can still see it with our naked eye. So the stars that they tell us are these giant burning balls of gas in an infinite space vacuum, that's a lie. They're here. They're small. They're within the Earth system. So the motions of them in the sky have nothing to do with the shape of the Earth. However, with that said, if you click the frequently asked questions button and say Antarctica and the 24-hour sun, you hit that button, up come videos that YouTube's hiding from you that will explain lots of the things that you see, including the star motion, including the motion of the stars. And they can completely be explained here on a flat Earth. But the other thing is the 24-hour sun is a lie. There is no 24-hour sun in Antarctica. Yes, there's 24 hours of daylight, but that's not sunlight. The sun comes and goes away in December during their summer. But the light wraps around the firmament, and I could show you, I could actually show you that. So the light, where's my day and night? It wraps around and it actually perfectly matches with time and date. So
where is it? So there is no midnight sun in Antarctica.
There is no midnight sun. So now there is, this is called the coffee cup caustic. And if you bring a light, you know, the sun migrates in between the two tropics. When it comes out here towards the wall, the light wraps around. So this might be Antarctica around here, right? So it's getting light, daylight, but not sunlight, right? I'm trying to find, I have a good video.
Oh, well, right. That totally makes sense in the flat Earth model as well, too, because when I describe the sun to people and I explain that you can see concentrated sun rays because it's right above. So that would totally make sense.
So look here. This is according to, you know, this is on the flat Earth map using time and date. And you see how the light wraps around when the sun is out in that's the equinox. It's halfway out and it kind of balances. And then when it goes in, it becomes more of a circle. And then when it goes back out, the light wraps all the way around. Just like when I move this light here, the light wraps around. Okay.
Yes.
So you can make some of the same things happen, right?
And that's the scientific method, is being able to recreate something.
Right. And then so there are some webcams down at some of the Antarctic stations. And so we're like, oh, cool. We could see the shadows of these flagpoles or whatever. And the shadow goes around, 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 around. And then it jumps 10 hours. around, 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 and it jumps 10 hours, right? And like, what the hell? So Jaron from Jaronism, he reached out to the station. They're like, oh, you know, yeah, we're saving bandwidth. We only have a certain amount of bandwidth. You know, like, well, why don't you just give us 24 hours in a row and then skip the next day? No, we can't do that, you know, because there is no 24-hour sun, right? Because the sun goes and comes. So check this out. Check this out. You know, everything we're talking about, word spells, right? So here is, let's make this big. So here's the app, and we have the Tropic of Cancer is the inner yellow line, right? And the Tropic of Capricorn is the outer yellow line. And the sun right now is over the equator, which is that red line. You can see all that?
Yeah.
Okay. So everything in between those two lines, those are called the tropics. Well, it's in between the two tropics. It's the tropics. Everything's tropical. Because when you're there, the sun goes out for 6 months and in for 6 months. The sun crosses over you twice every year. Okay? Because you're in the tropics. It crosses over you twice. But if you're in America, which is inside of the Tropic of Cancer, right? Inside, let me make this so I can reach, right? We're in here, okay? So the sun comes towards us, never cross, and then goes away. So the sun doesn't even cross over us once here in Connecticut, right? It just comes towards us, and then it goes away, right? Miami, the sun goes over it on June 21st, and then it starts going away again, okay? That's why Miami is warmer than Connecticut, because it never really gets over Connecticut, right? So Tropic of Cancer, Tropic of Capricorn. Everything inside the Tropic of Cancer, we might call the Arctic zone. And everything outside of the Tropic of Capricorn, we'll call it the Antarctic zone. And everything in between the two tropics, we call the tropics. With me?
Yes.
So let me ask you a question. If I'm in the Arctic area and I had to describe what the sun's doing, what is it doing? Is it arcing around me?
Wow. Okay. Now I see why they use that word.
Arctic.
Because the sun is.
It's arcing around me. But if I'm out here, outside in the Antarctic, it's not arcing around me. It's antarcing. It's coming towards me and then away. Antarctic.
That's awesome. You just blew my mind. I love the play on words. So I have a conspiracy friend that I used to get really upset with because I'm like, yo, it's words. And English is not even the first language. And she was like, yes, but they created English to incorporate all these words.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
So Flat Earth Day, man, I know that your time is valuable. And so I wanted to give you a chance to, well, you've been plugging away all episodes. So I'm definitely going to live link. It is flatearthdave.com, correct?
That's it.
And that's all you guys need to know. Go check him out. Are you on Rockfin?
No, I'm not. But I'm on a lot of Rockfin shows. So I might say, you know, it's like I'm on Rockfin.
Well, yeah. Well, you're about to be on another Rockfin show,
and
so
I'm gonna be on Sean on the next level, on the level with me. I'm in that movie also, so we're actually filming tomorrow or the next day. He's coming in. He's coming to Connecticut. We're going to film some final scenes.
That is so awesome, and I'm looking forward to this one so much because he's actually traveling around and he's getting footage like with everybody. I'm like so excited.
We got some surprises. It's gonna be a good one.
So like, I feel like maybe the first one was like the introduction for people to Flat Earth. The second one was kind of mid-level. So should we expect some really, really crazy shit from this one?
Game changer.
Game changer. All right. Well, definitely have to have Sean back
game
on.
Game changer. Game changer. It's a game changer.
I cannot
changer.
Wait.
It's going to piss some people off. It's going to wake some people up. It's going to cause a huge commotion.
Oh, man, I'm going to promote the crap out of it. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Well, man, thank you so much for coming on White Rabbit. It's been a blessing, and I love talking to you because you're just such an awesome dude. And anytime thank that you. I have questions, I know now that I need to utilize this app a lot more than I have been.
Yeah, it's there. And don't, you know, if you don't want to have a big meetup, okay, just click on some dots, send them a message, and say, hey, you know, where I see that you're, you know, a couple miles from me, want to meet for a beer, coffee, pizza, whatever, you know, let's say hello. Or hey, I'm going to be at, send out a little radius, 10 kilometers going, hey, Friday night, I'm going to be at this club, you know, at Joe's Bar and Grill or, you know, Sam's Pizza. Come down, say hello. And you know what? If one person shows up, that's an event. Okay. If five people show up, that's a gang. Okay. You've just created a gang. Right. Yes.
And then you're probably going to become really good friends with those people. And who knows, like Dave said, you might even find love.
Yeah. Well, you have a better chance of finding love on that app than any dating site could possibly do. Think about this. Dating sites like, okay, you know, it's outdoorsy, healthy. Okay. This and that, you know, and they match you up, but the person, you know, is a fucking libtard, completely juiced up. Can't wait for the next fucking shot. You know, they're toast. It's over. I mean, right. I don't think, you know, eHarmony has a, you know, are you a pure blood or not on there?
Well, I was on Tinder for a very short period of time. And get this, Dave, they actually banned me from Tinder. And I think the only reason is because in one of my pictures, I was wearing my Hillary Clinton is a satanic pedophile t-shirt.
Right.
I figured I would catch it. I would either attract the ones I want or, you know.
The truth hurts.
So I'm actually the only person that I've ever met that's been banned from Tinder. So I got that medal of honor.
Probably did you a favor.
So, all right, guys, be sure to check out the new documentary Level With Me that Flat Earth Dave is definitely going to be a big part of. And man, we love you over here at White Rabbit.
So you'll be notified if you have the app, you get a big pop up. It's going to go boom. Level Meet With Me is out. I think Sean might not know this yet, but he's going to give me the link 24 hours ahead. So you'll get it. And whoever has the app will get to see the movie a day early.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes, that is definitely awesome.
He doesn't know it yet, but it's going to happen.
Well, now he does know it. Sean, I had nothing to do with this, brother. All right, Dave, thank you so much for coming on, man. Much appreciated.
All right,
and keep waking people up, brother.
Thanks, man. See ya. Thanks for the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, keep digging down those rabbit holes.
You probably feed us down into the ground, to the ground. You only see that because it's not around, not around. You know the moon, it wasn't never found, never found. They made up everything, they made up everything. You probably feed us down good to the ground, to the ground. You only see that because it's not around, not around. You know they never left the basic clouds, basic clouds. They made up everything, they made up everything. Whoa, I did not believe there is a flat earth. That old thing looked like it is for fags, bro. Why would they tell me the shit is round for? Must be true, cause that shit in the textbook. Only when the sun is out, it opened my eyes. It ain't coming up and setting on the same side. Then I saw the moon and sun is about the same size. Now I know that what I learned is a pseudoscience. When I throw a bowling ball at a bed, it doesn't roll around and come in my day. So then how the world is supposed to rotate? Unless the sun revolves right all our heads. You probably see a thing fall to the ground, to the ground. You only see that cause it's not around, not around. It doesn't roll but fucking settles down, settle down. They made up everything, they made up everything. You probably still believe in up and down, up and down. But can't explain the fucking middle ground, middle ground. Just gravity, then why does shit still bounce, shit still bounce? They made up everything, they made up everything. I seen the pic took from the moon. Was Photoshop real pretty too? The bucket fill was overused. Africa had too many Jews. And I once took everything in faith, like I'm sending monkeys into space. But when a map is open, I can say that it is flat and not a fucking sphere. The stuff you see is really meta now, meta now. You know the world is really not around, not around. You are the realest in the ghetto now, ghetto now. You question everything, don't believe anything. You telling people on Nintendo now, Nintendo now. That gravity was all invented now, invented now. The landing moon was shattered in and out, in and out. They made up everything since 1983. Mocked and disrespected, told that I'm gay, cause I don't believe.
round line. Everybody think that you a pedo now, pedo now. Because you say the world is not around, not around. You asking Jesus for a peso now, peso now. You got a penny G, I could use anything. You sucking D for fucking cheddar now, cheddar now. You on the street with all them bottle hounds, bottle hounds. You mixing meth and fruity pebbles now, pebbles now. You didn't do anything, they made up everything, whoa.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.